Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Mahesh, I'm just buzzing with the reality of the presence of the Holy Spirit and the river that he, you know, has us in. Even this morning with the things being said and you know, I know where we're intending to go. And just as you're getting ready to go there, I want to give you all a couple of scriptures that you need to really look at this week that will help in this preparation for this season to really enter in and celebrate it. And then we want to hear from Pastor. But there is a specific connection to these scriptures. First of all, read 1 Kings chapter 1, starting with verse 32. It's the entrance of Solomon into the temple, riding on David's donkey in order to be anointed king. So just read that. Read Psalm 118, because Psalm 118 is the psalm that the Levites would lead the nation singing Psalm 118 at this season of Passover. It would have been the psalm for the triumphal entry and the national lamb who would have been immediately followed by Jesus riding on a donkey. Read again Zechariah 9, starting with verse 8 through the end of the chapter. And then, of course, read Matthew 21, starting with verse 1, which speaks of the triumphal entry. And as you read these verses of Scripture, you will see the whole picture. And then, if I can encourage you, we have written about this in The Power of the Cross, The Epicenter of Glory. So for all of you who have never gotten this book or haven't read your copy recently, if you remember, one of the things that we did is we went on a little journey in the days preceding Jesus' crucifixion, his resurrection, and a day or so following, and imagined the witnesses, the eyewitnesses. And one of the eyewitnesses we made up would have been a little girl that would have been there the day that Jesus came riding in to Jerusalem on that donkey, following the national lamb who was being taken up to be put on display in the temple. And of course, the whole nation, say the whole nation. This was salvation beyond individuals. It was for whole households, and more than that, it was a single sacrifice that provided salvation for the whole nation. So it would have been their big 4th of July. I mean, they were all out celebrating when the real lamb entered Jerusalem to be taken to the temple. So in here, the epicenter, the power of the cross, there are some wonderful imaginings with historical research and stuff about what that day and the other days would have been like. So I just wanted to give a little plug to help, you know, enrich so we can start wallowing in Easter.
Amen. Who doesn't have this book?
Oh, thank you.
How about that?
Look at that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Stand up real quick. Stand up real quick. Those of you who had your hand up.
Hallelujah. All righty.
1, 2. Heather, take a quick head count. I love Christians. You ask for who did or who didn't. A few raise their hand, and then when you say what's going to happen, everybody stands up. So there were a few of you a little late on the draw, but Heather, take a quick head count because we're going to give an Easter gift. It's Christmas. You know, what do we do at Christmas? We
give
gifts.
Yeah.
So we're beginning to wallow in Easter. So all of you who stood, don't bring your
What's
neighbors
your name?
And your name.
Latricia. Amen. L-E?
L-A.
L-A-T. T-R-I. I want to sign her book, baby.
Oh.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
How about that?
How about that?
You can go on. No.
Like leave the building?
No.
Or continue on. This the whole picture. of this season is absolutely stunning. And Israel would have been remembering the set time, say set time, the day of deliverance, that God delivered them finally after 400 years of abject poverty and slavery and brokenness and oppression. And he came through the Lamb and delivered them from Egypt. You remember?
Easter 2017.
Hallelujah.
You're welcome. Bless you, Latricia. Oh.
So.
And your pen. I'm glad you write in red. That's the way. That's what I used to do. And I often take most of my notes in red. When I went to Africa, I started learning. Because at night, if the light is not good and you are in big public gathering, I don't know why, but the red lettering in poor lighting comes out just fine. That's one little small trade secret. Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, you quoted from Psalm 103, but you will find it's also in Psalm 118, and it was the reason for rejoicing, because Israel would be remembering that that lamb delivered the entire nation in a single night, and he brought them out with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble in their midst. And then you come to Psalm 118, which is the triumphal entry psalm, and it says, save now, say Hosanna. That's what it means. Say Hosanna.
Hosanna.
When? Now. Save now, Lord. Hosanna. Hosanna. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hosanna. Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity.
Yes.
Come on. Enter the day. Let's enter into this day. Enter into this day. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Amen. Say Hosanna.
Hosanna.
Now, Lord.
Now, Lord.
Save.
Save.
Send prosperity.
Send prosperity.
I don't know about you. I'm ready to plunder a few Egyptians. Nehash, I'm believing there's something going on. There is something going on in terms of, you know, what you said about the multiplication of what the Lord has given us and receiving and thanksgiving and offering it back to him in terms of our practical means. There is something going on, and I believe every one of us are going to lead the resurrection parade in this set time for testimonies. Lord save, Lord send prosperity.
Amen. So that's, you will put us in context of this season then. Of course, this is, John is one of the great references, because in John 11, you see, during this season is where, number one, you follow Jesus is going, talk about from glory to glory. He confronts the pain, and then answers it of Mary and Martha and Lazarus. And he calls out, but Lord, he stinketh. And he did not listen to that objection. You're going to bring him out of the grave? He's stinking. You know, it's weird. The Lord said, I'm going to bring out,
but he's stinky.
But he's going to be stinky. I would take him either way. Anyway, but he's not. He just comes out. Wow. He's resurrected from the dead.
Yeah.
That's in John 11. But he's just getting prepared. Now he goes, he's ready to enter. This is he's building up to this event. And we can get in the flesh and get, and it is, it's a very emotional thing, because he is going to take the whole pains and hurts and curses of the whole of mankind and pay the price for the sin of all people throughout history. He's going to take it. And so, talk about, I was thinking of some music. He was, I mean, I don't know, one of my favorite shows used to be Mission Impossible. The original one. And I was a college kid during that time. There was a small little TV, and there would be about 200 men, young men watching it. Anyway, so Jesus is now coming into Jerusalem. That's in these coming days. This is what we are going to see. So next Sunday will be his triumphal, the Palm Sunday, the triumphal entry into Jerusalem. But I'm going to jump into it right now, saying that when he had said this, he went ahead going up to Jerusalem, Luke 19, verse 28. And it came to pass, when he drew near to Bethphage and Bethany at the mountain called Olivet, that he sent two of his disciples, saying, "Go into the village opposite to you, where as you enter, you'll find a colt tied on which no one has ever sat. Loose it and bring it here. And if anyone asks you why you are loosing it, thus you shall say to him, 'Because the Lord has need of it.'" And you'll find that in each, there's a slightly different version. In two of the versions, this young colt, this young donkey, is with his mommy. And they bring along both. And Jesus rides on the little colt. In this scripture, it just mentions the little colt. Doesn't mean the mommy's not there. And usually, if it's a young colt, if it has its mommy next to it, it doesn't freak out. But if Jesus is near, I don't think I would freak out for anything. It's Jesus himself, the King of Glory. So, anyway, then they brought the colt to Jesus. Then they threw their own clothes on the colt, and they set Jesus on him. And as he went, many spread their clothes on the road. Then as he was now drawing near the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works they had seen, saying, you brought out Hosanna. In the Luke, it says, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." And some of the Pharisees called to him from the crowd, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." But he answered and said to them, "I tell you that if these should keep silent, the stones would immediately cry out."
Lord.
So this is the triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Now we may go into it next Sunday in a different way. But what I wanted to ask you a little question. Who is shouting now? What do you say? Who is shouting out? Somewhat of it. Most of the versions say the multitude. But Luke, I just wanted to home in on something that Luke says here in the Gospel of Luke. It says, "And the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works they had seen." So the ones who are the trigger point of the praise and just saying Hosanna, all that, is the multitude of the disciples. Say disciples.
Disciples.
So it is these disciples who are telling people it's awesome news. It is not the unbelievers. And it is not the heathen. And often we try to get our signals from the world or from the unbelievers. And God says, "I'm counting on you, on your voice, on your voice. That we are often, and that kind of gets to me, that the vibration of the world, we get somehow get in tune with them and vibrate at what they're vibrating. They are vibrating in unbelief and doubt. And even then, some go on to mockery and whatever. And there is a different spirit driving them, a spirit of doubt and unbelief. And I want to renounce from myself, and I want to renounce in the name of Jesus from us all and from the church, every spirit of doubt and unbelief. I want to be right in the middle of those who are shouting, Hosanna in the highest. That the King of glory come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Jesus, mighty in battle. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. I am not going to be defined in this hour. In this hour, in April, in the coming months, the coming days, rest of the year, I'm going to be determined. One of the points is they're not going to define me. I'm not going to be offended. And I want to have a shield or some kind of supernatural bubble over me, over you, that you will not be affected. We are going to bless each other, pray over each other, that the bubble of glory over you. I am going to be full of faith. I'm going to be shouting glory. I'm among the multitude of the faithful.
Hallelujah.
Who even today I heard of a soldier coming out of a coma and totally healed of his PTSD. I am witnessing miracle after miracle. A few days ago here, I saw a woman come and say, right here in this place, I had been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and I was healed, and this was my 9-month test, and I am completely cancer-free. Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna in the highest.
So we are witnessing miracle after miracle, and I am claiming more miracles for you. More miracles of prosperity.
Thank you,
more
Lord.
Miracles of breakthrough. More miracles of family healing and reconciliation. More miracles for the church. More miracles of revival for our entire family. Wherever they are, God is providing for us and our children. Hallelujah. So I'm saying Hosanna.
Hosanna.
Shout it out.
Hosanna.
Shout it out some more.
Hosanna.
Say some more.
Hosanna.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Woo.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this year, I want to commit myself to grow in praise, to disciple myself and become a disciple. Am I a disciple? I mean, are you a disciple?
Yes.
And one of the discipleship that I'm that's going to enter into school of praise and thanks and worship.
Yes.
Saying, thank you, Lord. Woo! And I believe there is some, I am seeing visions of just gold coming from the glory. That as the more we get in this realm, there are manifestations of glory.
Come on.
There are manifestations of breakthrough. That God is taking his church to the next level. That, shoo!
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
That's it, Pastor.
And if we don't, there was another, see, this in these days we find there are two kinds of multitudes you'll find in these days. There is the multitude of his disciples who say, Hosanna.
Yes.
He is awesome. He let the King of glory come in.
Yes.
And then there is another multitude that who are defined by the unbelievers, the daughters, and you know what they say? It's not just, well, maybe I will not choose. If you are not there praising him, glorifying Jesus and growing in your praise, you're going to be part of that company of multitude who is saying, crucify him. Crucify him. Get him. Get him. And Lord, may I be far
Amen.
From that company of Amen. Doubters
Amen.
Who disdain and mock Jesus.
Amen.
I want, as for me and my house,
yeah.
we're going to praise the Lord. We're going to thank the Lord. I am going to be shouting and growing in my praise, growing in my thanksgiving, growing in my worship. Hallelujah. Let's stand.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Say,
yes.
I am going to the next level.
I'm going to the next level.
Praise God. And and by the way, Jesus is riding.
Oh, Lord.
And the reason, he's riding on a donkey, because that donkey, as you pointed out, that was perfect. The verse in Solomon that he rides,
uh-huh.
he is the king.
Yes.
But he chooses to ride on a colt, on a young donkey, because he's coming in peace.
Yes, exactly.
One day.
Yes.
You find in Revelation.
Yes.
Jesus comes riding on a war horse. As the mighty, glorious warrior
Woo!
Prince.
Woo!
And he has got a sword in his hand.
Oh,
and
Lord.
So this one, he says, I'm coming in peace. Because I want to minister mercy and take the sins of men. There's a day coming. He comes riding on a sword with his horse. And it is, I'm so glad. May our worship, that's my commitment this year. May our worship grow.
Amen.
May my praise grow in more and more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. I have one editorial comment to add. It's like a sandwich.
Thank you.
And there's some filling in between these two multitudes.
Yes.
And it was, if you remember, Pastor read it, the disciples, the multitude were shouting because of the great things they had seen, because of the great miracles. Again, we've seen and heard today. So this week, as you're in the grocery store or at work or whatever, trust me, the Lord has set people in your path who need to hear what you have seen. They need to hear what you have seen. The next company that showed up, or all those Pharisees that said, tell your disciples to shut up. Friends, I know, you know, we live in an atmosphere where that spirit is trying to tell us or tell people with power to tell us to shut up. But you know what? We're going to shout with a loud voice. We are going to shout with a loud voice because the King is coming. The King is coming. The King is coming. So we loose your tongues. With a joyful heart.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Just want to say, both Pastor Bonnie and I have to fly on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael and I are going to go. It's one of the key gatherings of leaders for this year. The Voice of the Prophets gathering. And I'll be speaking to... There'll be about 3,000 leaders, and they'll be hungry. So cover us, pray. I have to address the pastors on Wednesday, and they'll do a big miracle service on Thursday, and then another thing on Friday, and then Saturday, and late Saturday. Hope to come back so I can wave palms with you.
Yes.
I'm going to be ready to wave palms.
Hallelujah.
And I'm going to be measuring how enthusiastically are waving the palm. That'll show.
And I am on my way to Canada. And I'll be ministering this coming weekend in Canada. Then a brief stopover in Chicago with our friends, the Madeiras, at the Hub. And then on to L.A., where the Azusa Mission in L.A. have chosen to award me with the Azusa Award. on the spot of Azusa Street in Los Angeles, where William Seymour, it's the William Seymour Award, and the amazing outpouring of the Holy Ghost. So I'll be waving palms with you, though you won't see me in this sanctuary. I'll be in another place, so.
Amen. And bring God, part of my weird request.
Yes?
Go out there somewhere and get some dirt.
Okay.
And bring it back.
I might have to use a jackhammer and get the cement out of the way.
Yeah, I'm sure. That was the last time. But I think they have got it somewhere nearby. But last time, Pastor. I went there, I wanted to get some of the soil of Azusa. We got Papa Seymour. He was a mighty prophet of God that brought in the visitation.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, he didn't care. He rejected here, there. He said, I don't care. The anointing is calling me. He just brought in an old, worn down warehouse.
Oh, my goodness.
He brought down the glory.
Yeah.
It impacted the nations of the world. So I believe we are for a next Azusa visitation. We had 100 years. They asked me welcome the Holy Spirit.
Yep. The dots.
The thing that Oral Roberts did 50 years ago, on the 100th celebration, they asked me to welcome Holy Ghost officially in the Los Angeles Coliseum. So we believe the set time for the 100th. It was prophesied by Papa Seymour, by Smith Wigglesworth, by Maria Wadwedetta, others, that 100 years from then, there would be a tenfold greater revival.
Say Hosanna. Now, Lord. Now, Lord. Now, Lord. Save now, Lord.
Save now.
Prosperity now, Lord.
Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.